Makes sense.
Welcome to One from the Vault Thursdays, where the Make Sense podcast pulls some of the most classic episodes of the past from the Rise Up with Dragon show. Enjoy.
Great afternoon. Usually I say great morning because we start in the morning, but today I say great afternoon. It's your boy Dragon coming at you. Very excited about today. What you notice is that I say that every time. As always, in our studio here, the beautiful chicken here with
Hello.
Me. Hello, my sweetie. We don't have sponsors on the Rise Up with Dragon show because we want it to all be service and content that's useful to you, helping you with the win. But we always say that this episode is sponsored by Karma Mind, the fastest growing meditation app. You can find it on iTunes, rooted in the mindful teachings of Buddha. So that's Chicken's podcast. Anyway, I want to jump right in today. Usually I give you a little bit hashtag little heavy on the dragon in the beginning. So we're going to go a little heavy on the guest here today. This is a very special treat. It's somebody that a lot of people recognize. This gentleman is making quite an impact on the world, but we have a little bit of a history. So I want to tell you a little bit about our guest here before I bring him on. Our guest today is Jim Quick, and his name is actually Quick, which when I first met him, I thought that was not true, but it's his name. And he's the founder of Quick Learning and a widely recognized world expert in speed reading, memory improvement, brain performance, and accelerated learning. For over two decades now, he has served as the brain coach to students, seniors, entrepreneurs, and educators, and as an advisor to many of the world's leading CEOs and celebrities, the likes of Elon Musk, Sir Richard Branson, Will Smith, who's on the cover of his book with a quote, and he's actually shared the stage with the likes of the Dalai Lama. So pretty amazing what he's accomplished and for me to watch him. So after a childhood brain injury, you know, it's interesting about people that serve on such a high level. There's always a story behind it as to their why. But after a childhood brain injury left him learning challenged, and I think he actually had two brain injuries, he had to create strategies to dramatically enhance his mental performance. So he has since dedicated his life in the pay it forward model to helping others unleash their true genius and brain power to learn anything faster and live a life with greater power, prosperity, productivity, and peace of mind. So he has a cutting edge technique and very, very entertaining. You know, I remember so many times in the old days watching him, and he was just destined for stardom with his impressive brain power feats and made him a frequently highly sought out trainer for top organizations. Jim Quick is regularly featured in media, including Forbes, Huffington Post, Fast Company, Inc., CNBC, as well as online video trainings, which those of you that see, you know, are connected with Jim through quicklearning.com, see them. It's just unbelievable. I mean, I myself, just so I don't forget about this, I just comfortably read one book a week and I devour books, you know, and I owe that to Jim and what I learned from him. So his recent book, Limitless, which is kind of this is part two of a conversation that Jim and I had a while back, which is a New York Times bestseller, has impacted people all over the world and people are shifting to a new reality. Ourselves, Chicken and I, we own an international coaching company and we have hundreds of people that have read the book, not only adults, but also children. And as you hear more about his story, you know, he's very passionate about that. And the feedback is just amazing. So this was part two of launching this idea of getting a whole bunch of people to read Jim's book. And they all gave the feedback and so many shifts were happening. So he's a host of the acclaimed Quick Brain podcast, which in case you didn't know, and this is a no-brainer, you want to definitely subscribe to this podcast. Just amazing content and guests. It's constantly the number one training show on iTunes. Quicklearning.com's online courses are used by students in over 180 countries. So Jim Quick and his team have a passion for education and fund schools for children in Guatemala, Kenya. We share a lot of passion in third worlds, providing healthcare, clean water, and learning for kids. I just love that. I just want to tee this up as I bring him on side by side with me. There he is, the amazing Jim Quick. You know, what's interesting, I've been entrenched in personal growth for so long and I love it. You know, there's so many greats out there, but Jim is one of the very few people that give me that jacuzzi learning experience where I always got excited, but then gave me tools that I could actually make a pivotal change. So Jim, I don't think you even remember the first time I met you, because I was just a guest in one of your seminars. And I was really thinking about this because we've become friends and I was Jim's chiropractor for a little while. So I have this unique vantage point because I saw Jim in the early phases creating what everybody thinks that he probably just woke up to have. But I walked into a seminar one time and there was probably like 80 people there, which back then was a big deal. And Jim was standing at the door and he was introduced to me by a friend. So, and he was shaking hands, just saying hi to people. Hi, I'm Jim Quick. Nobody knows what's going on. We're going to learn about speed reading and things. And then he goes up on the stage and he starts doing his thing. And I slowly started to recognize that he remembered all the names of the people in the crowd. So my first impression of you, Jim, was that you were either some sort of superhuman or an alien. but then what I came to learn by getting to know you, and, you know, I've just had the honor of getting to know him as a friend and as just a human being. Jim's just a guy that's come from the dark to the light, like so many people, and figured some things out. And he's just dedicated his life to paying that forward to others. So without further ado, I want to introduce the guest on the Rise Up with Dragon show, the amazing Jim Quick. How are you, my brother?
I'm doing fantastic. A real honor to be here. Thank you so much to Dragon and Chicken, just everyone also who's listening and joining us for this conversation about transformation and learning and the brain and all the things I love to geek out about.
Awesome. And it's really funny to hear you call us Dragon and Chicken, because we know that's like, you know, I was thinking before, Jim is like, I want to get this right. Jim is like in the show, in the movie Entourage, Jim is kind of like Vincent Chase and I'm kind of like Turtle, you know, but in Jim's life, he doesn't have a turtle. He has a dragon. Okay. Yeah. So Jim, let's get some context here.
Yeah.
The book is just transforming people's lives. I'm meeting people that I never, ever knew before. And, you know, I travel all over the world and I hear people in cafes talking about Limitless. So unbelievable. But let's go back a little bit. Take us back to that, because I want to build the foundation. Take us back to that early childhood stuff, because I think you had not just one, but two, you know, brain injuries that kind of left you with a void that you needed to do something about.
Yeah, I would say my inspiration was my desperation. And I said significant trouble where it really showed up. It was in school with my focus, which was non-existent, with my memory, which was horrible, which took me an extra 3 years just to learn how to read. My first brain injury was when I was 5 years old. And, you know, I was rushed to the hospital and my mom said I wasn't the same after that. Before, I was very curious, very energized, very playful. You know, I just became very shut down. And so, you know, I believe adversity can be an advantage, that with challenges come change, and with struggles could lead to strengths or maybe even the discovery of your own superpowers. And my two biggest challenges growing up were learning and public speaking, of all things, right? Because when you feel like, you know, you're the boy with the broken brain, as that was kind of my nickname in school, given to me by like one of my teachers from the whole class, said, "That's the boy with the broken brain." You know, I turned my passion of learning into my purpose. You know, I think your passion is what lights you up, and your purpose is how you use that to light other people up. So my passion is learning. It wasn't always learning. Around 18, I learned these strategies, but before that, it was really a decade and a half. It was very challenging times. But my purpose, it's interesting because public speaking was not something I was ever good at. I would always be afraid because I didn't have the answers, right? My superpower growing up in school was being invisible, was shrinking down. I would sit all the way in the back of the class so people can see me. I would sit behind the tall kid in class. But the universe has a sense of humor, because that's all I do now is public speak on this thing called learning. And what I've discovered, you know, over the past few decades of teaching this, going on my close to my 35th year of teaching, is that it's not how smart you are, and it's not how smart your team is, and it's not how smart your kids are. It's not the right question. It's not how smart you are. It's how are you smart? It's not how smart you are, it's how are you smart. And when you discover, that's what a superhero does, right? They discover and develop their superpower. And everybody, not shooting lasers out of your eyes or leaping tall building, but we all have a strength. We all have a, you know, some kind of a trait or a talent or some kind of training capability. But just having a superpower doesn't make you a superhero. You have to use that power to, as you talk about, to pay it forward. I believe the formula is you learn to earn to return. You learn so you can earn, and then you have more to return and be able to give. And that's really the superhero's journey. So when I wrote Limitless, I actually tailored it around the it's interesting. This is for people that recognize this. This is actually the hero's journey. And so we actually take people through this process of call to adventure and initiation and revelation and going through a transformation and returning back to the ordinary world with this elixir, or this treasure, you know, this new superpower. And that's my mission. You know, as the boy with the broken brain, my goal is to make better, brighter brains so people have their best future, because your mind controls everything, right? And I believe we're in the millennium of the mind. No one who's joining us right now, live or recorded, gets paid purely for their brute strength. It's your brain strength. It's not your muscle power today. It's your mind power. You know, the challenge is your brain doesn't come with an owner's manual, and it's not user-friendly. And so my goal is to show people how to use their brain, show them how their brain works so they can work their brain, how their memory works so they can work their memory. So I promise you, you know, that genius leaves clues. That there's always a method behind the magic, that regardless of your age or your background, your career, your education level, your financial situation, your gender, your personal history, we all can grow. It's just we weren't taught. You know, school is a great place to learn what to learn, math, history, science, Spanish. But there weren't a lot of classes on how to learn. Where was the class on concentration, on focus, on remembering things, right? They teach you 3 R's, reading, writing, arithmetic. Obviously, spelling is not one of them, but what about remembering? What about retention? What about recall? Right? Socrates says learning is remembering. And so, you know, helping people realize that power of focus, memory, speed reading, as you mentioned, critical thinking skills, helping people to study technical information so they can be an expert in their field. Because today, the faster you can learn, the faster you can earn. The faster you can earn, the faster you can earn, because knowledge today is not only power, knowledge today is profit. And I don't mean just financial profit, that's obvious, but I mean all the treasures of your life. You know, the reason I'm here is because one of my very first students, when I started teaching this almost 3 decades ago, she was a freshman in college. She read 30 books in 30 days. Can you imagine that? 30 books in 30 days, not skim or scam, but she really read it and studied them. And I found out her motivation was that her mother was dying of terminal cancer. Doctors only gave her mom 2 months to live, 60 days. And the books she was reading were books to save her mom's life. And I get choked up when I think about it, because 6 months later, I get a call from this young lady and she's crying and crying, crying. And I find out they're tears of joy that her mother not only survived, but it's really getting better. Doctors don't know how, they don't know why, they called it a miracle, but her mother attributed 100% to the great advice she got from her daughter, who learned it from all these books. So I realized in that moment, if knowledge is power, learning is your superpower. If knowledge is power, learning is your superpower. And it's a superpower that we all have. And my goal and my mission in life is to show you how to do it better.
Man, that is just super, super cool. And, you know, what it says to me is if your intention were to return and make a difference in the world, you know, it gives new value to learning. I love that. So Jim, I've got a really special treat for you. You know, I have the opportunity to speak to Jim behind closed doors. He's never asking me to promote anything or anything like that. He's one of the good guys. He's a good egg. He's a legitimate good guy. I've actually had conversations with Jim about his success, because he's got this massive level of success. And that's not what excites him. He still gets excited about these little shifts in little Jim Quicks, you know? So we've got a little Jim Quick watching, and he's a big fan. And him and his mom gave the full go ahead to ask this question. But there's a little boy, he's a 10-year-old boy. Mm-hmm. His name is Kellen McGuire. and his mother, Mama Bear, that's Katia. I got to give her a shout out. Katia read your book and they watched all your videos together. And Callan, he's from Sleepy Hollow, New York, so from the old stomping grounds. He sustained a concussion at the same age that you did. Mm-hmm. And, so he very much resonates with you. And he faces the same challenges of this day. And you've inspired him greatly. And what's interesting about Callan, he has a question for you. What's interesting about Callan is he's got the most wonderful personality. He's super outgoing. He's the most competitive person in the world. But when it comes to reading, he shies away. So here's Callan's question for you. So Callan's watching right now. He's going to be so excited about this. He says, what kept you motivated, Jim, to keep getting better during the times where it was really hard?
Wow. I just got goosebumps. I call them truth bumps. So Callan, thank you. And Katia, thank you so much for sharing this book. So, you know, there are times that sometimes learning like life is messy. And for me, the question I ask myself is not so much if you were faced with a difficulty or a demand or a decision or some kind of dilemma, especially when it's hard. Most people ask themselves, you know, the question of what do I need to do? And that's a good question. And what got me through those difficult times was asking myself another question. It was not only what do I need to do, but who do I need to be at this moment? Who do I need to be? You know, I really believe that we're on this journey together, right? Kind of all of us are. And our, you know, it's to realize and reveal our fullest potential. And sometimes these difficult situations, you know, force us to grow. And as I mentioned, with challenge comes change. And so what I would get myself through this is I would ask myself, who do I need to become? Who do I need to be? And I believe there's a version of ourselves that we haven't met yet. And the goal is, as long as we show up every single day and we work hard, we're always learning, we're kind to other people, then I think good things will happen and the results will follow. So what got me through it was this idea, man, I had role models reading comic books of superheroes because they inspire us. They have difficulties, you know, they don't have a perfect life, but they give us hope. They show us that one person can make a difference. They give us real help. And so I would feed my mind positive things because, you know, it really helps to encourage me. So I think that there's a quote in Limitless that says from a French philosopher that any of you readers, you would see this. You remember this quote, life is the C between B and D, where B is birth, D is death, C, life, choice. That I believe these difficult times, they could define us. These difficult times, they could diminish us, or these difficult times, they could develop us. We always decide. And so the choices that I made were to keep on going and to know my why. You know, one of my favorite books, a great read if you haven't read it yet, is Start With Why by Simon Sinek. And, you know, and starting with your why, like this young lady who read 30 books in 30 days, she was clear about her why. She wanted to help her mom, right? And for me, what got me through difficult times is I wanted to show the world. I wanted to make my parents proud. I wanted to prove to myself that I could do it, right? And having that purpose is so very important to get you through that difficult times. And it's not just about a SMART goal. We talk about that in the book. We've all heard what SMART stands for. S stands for specific, M is measurable, you know, and the A is action oriented, the R is maybe realistic, the T is time bound or whatever mnemonic people use for it. But for me, having heart goals, not just SMART goals, heart, H are healthy goals, like having goals to be healthy. The E is enduring. You want to set a goal or purpose that's so enduring, it'll get you through those difficult times when it's not easy, because it's not supposed to be easy, because life would be very boring if things were easy all the time. And so you'd want a goal that's enduring, that gets you through this hard time. A in heart stands for alluring, meaning I feel like sometimes you can set a goal and you want it to pull you through the times. You know, you want to make it so attractive and allures you and makes you think about it all the time that you just get through some of those darker times that we all go through. And then finally, the R and the T. The R is relevant, meaning setting goals, like maybe reading 30 minutes a day or exercising a certain amount of time each day or something like that, making it relevant to you. Sometimes we don't learn things really well because we don't know why it's important. But having goals set up to around your values, about what lights you up, around solving problems for you or, you know, your family. And then finally, the T is truth, setting a goal that is your truth. Sometimes we listen to our environment and they have ideas for us, but also listening to our own heart and our own truth, that I think that won't steer you wrong. And if it does, sometimes we make mistakes, but mistakes don't make us, right? And so I think it's nice to be playful and realize that we don't have to be perfect, that sometimes it's difficult, but part of self-care is just falling in love with the person that you're looking at in the mirror, you know, and who's been through a lot, but you're still standing and you've survived up to this point and you will again. And just make small, simple steps every single day, because little by little, a little becomes a lot. And so my advice would be to, set your purpose, set your why, know why, you know, who you want to be and show up as that person each day. Make yourself proud, because self-respect and self-esteem and just like self-confidence, it all comes from within, right? Comes from self. And I promise you could do it. It will be enough. Always be learning, work hard, be kind, put, you know, positive things in your mind, surround yourself, eat good food, you know, then amazing things will happen.
So how does it feel because you talk a lot about superheroes and stuff, because this little boy wants a picture of you and an autograph, by the way.
Yeah. Let's make that happen.
How does it feel to, because I know that wasn't your intention. You like to empower and bring out the superhero in others, but how does it feel to know that there's a little boy out there? Because I'm proud of you as a friend that looks at you as a superhero and just listened to hung on every word you just said. And, His life, it has the potential for greatness. Isn't that cool?
Yes, absolutely. And you're gonna be like, if you're watching this right now, you're already on that path, and very successful. I think there's a reason. I don't think anyone is watching this right now. It's coincidence. I think like attracts like. You know this. You and I go back two decades, right? And you know, especially nowadays, and as fast as the world is, that's like not just like 20 years. It's like every year is like a dog year. It's like 7 years. It's like a lifetime, many lifetimes. My thing is, I just think everybody has the potential to be a real life superhero. And that's our goal, is to don't dim your light just because it's shining in somebody else's eyes. Now is the time to shine brighter than you ever can, and encourage other people to do the same. Because sometimes we live in a kind of sometimes a dim world or a darker world, and we need as much of that flame out there. And so it warms my heart. So Kellen, keep going. Great job.
Awesome. Kellen's psyched. one side note. I love books that I call, there's certain books out there. And if you read Jim's book, is like just an awesome piece of pizza without the calories. You know what I mean? Like you're just going to enjoy it. And you're going to, you know, what's funny. I told Jim this because I learned speed reading from his courses, and it's not an easy book to speed read because I'm constantly stopping and taking notes. In fact, he encourages you to do that. But, I look at your book as almost like a scavenger hunt because Jim reads so much, he cites so many different books. And I just want you to know that I actually have read 5 other books that I found out through your book. So, I mean, just awesome. So, Jim, here's what's fascinating. You know, you speak a little bit about the movie with Bradley Cooper and all that. What is our capacity to learn? I think there's a belief system that's been programmed into us by our mother, father, teacher, preacher, whether we have a challenge when we were, you know, growing up or not. What's our capacity to learn, and how far, if somebody gets involved, does the work, follows the systems, what's the potential for greatness? How far can we go with learning?
You know, it's not even the sky is the limit. I feel like our mind is the limit. It's we live in an age of autonomous electric cars. We live in an age where spaceships are going to Mars. You know, there's no, when we think about a title like a book like Limitless, that's very aspiring, right? And Limitless is not about being perfect. Limitless is about advancing. It's about progressing beyond what you currently believe is possible. And so I'm not in a place where I could say what the set limits are, because, you know, there's, everybody knows about the 4-minute mile and how people thought it would be impossible to run a mile in less than 4 minutes. And then one person does it. And then all of a sudden, you know, now you have high school kids that are breaking that, you know. And so who's to say what the limit is currently? Like recently we had Pi Day, right? March 14th. And, you know, we were talking people strategies on how to remember numbers. And I, if you go search and watch videos, or maybe have seen me on stage memorize like 100-digit number or something like that. I tell people I don't do this to impress you. I do this to express to you what's possible, because we've discovered more about the human brain probably in the past 20 years than the previous 2000 years combined. And we find as we're grossly underestimating our own capabilities. Like the current record for memorizing pi is something like 70,000 digits of pi, 3.14159, that number, right? And I know somebody is trying to break it to get to 100,000. So, you know, the idea here is that the mind has limitless capacity. I believe that most limits are learned in our mindset, where we don't believe it's possible, or we don't believe we're capable of it, or we don't believe maybe we deserve it, or maybe there's a limit in our motivation. You know, we don't feel that purpose, or we have a limited amount of energy, or we just are confused because we can't break it down into small steps. Or maybe people are limited because they're using strategies that are just too old. Like the old memory techniques that we learned back in school, just rote repetition, where it's just you have to repeat something 50 times in your mind, some kind of formula or some kind of fact or a foreign language word or something, that's antiquated. Right. Just like reading how we read back when we were children is not going to get us through this influx of like taking a sip of water out of a fire hose today with social media and books and media, regular media, you know, everything that you need to keep up with. And so my goal is showing people that I don't believe that there are any known limits, that people that have thought there is a limit, that people go further. And that's what we, how we become limitless, how do you become limitless? Less in a limited world, we do it together, right? And so we have each other's backs, we have each other's brains, we collaborate, right? Right now, ignorance in today's information age, in this knowledge economy, ignorance is a choice, right? When you have free access to people to join in, like something, a conversation like this with podcasts, with YouTube and everything, people can learn anything online. Speed reading, salsa, Spanish, right? It's all available. And when people do see pictures of me with Oprah or Will Smith or Elon Musk or these individuals, I could tell you, people ask, you know, how do you do? We bonded over, you know, learning. We bonded over books. Leaders are readers, right? They are where they are because they know things aren't set, that we don't have this fixed mindset. We have this growth mindset that everything could become better. And your focus can become better. Your productivity could grow better. Your confidence could grow better. You know, you could change your routines, your habits, your words, the actions that you're taking, you know, and all that stuff makes a difference. And so we talk about all these different principles of learning. And behind every principle, there's a promise, you know. And today, really, we upgrade more of our other technology. We upgrade our phones. We upgrade our apps more than we upgrade the most important technology, which is between our ears. And so anything is possible. I don't know what the known limits are, but I know that we're on this path to be able to reveal and realize all that potential and more.
That's what's exciting about it, is that it's unknown. I love when somebody asks a question about how big something can be, and my answer is, I don't know. That big, I don't know. One thing I just want to tell you There's so many different sides to how I've benefited from our friendship, but also what you teach. I personally, my observation is that one of the biggest problems that we are seeing is emotional mismanagement, how human beings are reacting to things. And I think that in large part, it's because of the program that they're running, which is not really their program. It was taught to them. So one of the things I just want to say thank you on behalf of me and thus my family who lives with me. One of the things that ever since I've got entrenched into learning, and I learned, and folks, I want you to know that when you read Jim's book or you take one of his courses online, which he pretty much gives away, speed reading, memory retention, you, like, before the course is even done, you have skill sets that are making improvements. So one of the number one things, Jim, that I noticed is that the mechanism upon which I respond to happenings has changed. And the number one reason is because I've learned that many things that I thought were so just weren't so, you know. Now there's one misconception. I think that at first glance, and I did too, people assume that learning means reading. Jim, in his book, he's very, very serious about lifestyle and habits, you know, sleep, you know, nutrition. Jim, talk a little bit. Just give us a little bit with a little time on your morning routine and some things that you do that juice your brain.
Well, you've been instrumental because you and I would have these conversations decades ago, you know, on wellness and the importance of structural support, right? Nutrition, which, you know, you and I have been in the front of the class a number of times. You and I have hosted back in the days, you know, movies with that has to talk about the power of the mind. So, you know, everything from structure to rest to stress management, all of that plays an important role because you have to take care of this, the hardware. You know, you learn in the book software, like how to read faster, how to focus better, how to remember names and such, all important skills. But you also have to take care of the hardware, right? Which is your brain. So there are a number of things that you could do and turn them into habits. I feel like that first we create our habits, then our habits create you, right? We create our habits and our routine. And I think the treasure we often seek is hidden in our daily routine, right? The treasures that we seek in our life is usually hidden in our daily routine, the things where we're doing repetitively. And there's a study done at Stanford University saying that 80% of our behavior is habitual, you know, and who's to say what that number is, but clearly it's a lot where we're not thinking about the process of what we're doing. And so I think in order to win the day, you have to win that first hour of the day. And so I'm very conscious of making sure I optimize that first hour. Not where it creates a lot of stress in my life, the actual opposite, it creates a lot of flexibility and freedom. So, you know, there's this quote in self-development that says, discipline is freedom, right? When you can't get yourself to do something that's good for you, then that's the opposite of freedom, right? That means you're in a jail. So my first hour of the day usually starts the night before. I want to make sure I prioritize my sleep. And so this is just a reminder, you know, even during difficult times and everything that's going on with the world, that stress, insomnia, it's just on the rise where people are having trouble sleeping because their mind is ruminating. And I would say the most important thing is to get a good night's sleep. And I know I'm preaching to the choir who's listening, but just to the person who needs to hear this, your brain doesn't work really well the next day on a bad night's sleep. How's your focus? How's your ability to solve problems? You know, where's your mental vitality, right? How's your memory? All that's compromised. And so one of the best things you could do before you go to bed is to put yourself in a gratitude state, because gratitude helps put you in a parasympathetic, which is your rest and your digest, right? And so just going through your day and rehearsing your day, first of all, it helps improve your episodic memory. So what if you just, before you go to bed, as you're lying there, take 3 minutes and just review your day. And there's no such thing as a good or bad memory. There's a trained memory and an untrained memory. And so a great thing you could do, even with your kids, is just take 2-3 minutes and just review your day. You know, what did you do when you woke up? What did you wear? What did you eat? Who did you call? What did you learn? Just take a few minutes and go through. And that helps because sometimes days, you know, with the pandemic, they blend together. Anyone notice that? You don't know if you're learning, you're working from home or living at work. And part of it is we don't have these outstanding experiences where we're going out and going to see movies and restaurants and everything. So they kind of blend. So one of the things you could do, rehearse your day. And then out of that, pull 1, 2, 3 things that you're grateful for. And I like to focus on even the little things. The little things are the big things. And that puts you in a gratitude state, which is helps you to rest and digest. Also, two other things, just physiologically. Think about this. Before we had the modern day conveniences of controlled temperature, controlled lighting, that human beings would know it'd be time to go to sleep because there would be a drop in light and a drop in temperature. Right. That just makes sense because those are triggers for your melatonin production. Right. And melatonin, it helps you to relax, to be able to fall asleep. But the challenge is with modern day conveniences, we have temperature control inside. Right. And if you have the thermostat set at whatever, 75 degrees or whatever it is, then your body doesn't have that down regulation to let your physiology know it's time to go to sleep. And so the body loves something that's cool. And so that's why these cold, like mattress pads, you know, very popular. Some people take a warm bath or shower before they go to sleep because when they get out, their core body temperature reduces and then you start producing melatonin, right? That's temperature, but also lighting makes a difference also as well. You know, with modern day technology, we aren't affected, you know, when the sun goes down. And the challenge is, you know where the challenges lies? In the screen time. So if you're on your laptop, your mobile device, your smartphone, the blue light in the screen fools your nervous system into thinking it's still daylight because it's mirroring daylight. That makes sense. And so what's the consequence? You're not producing that melatonin because it still thinks it's daytime. And so getting off your screens before you go to bed, so very important, right? Doing it in like an hour before, if you can. Makes a big, big difference, or at least turning night mode on or having some kind of app like Flux or Iris to be able to get rid of the blue light can be supportive also as well, having blackout curtains, all of that. So those are just some of the things the night before. But when I wake up, first thing I do, I remember my dreams. Just search Jim Quick, remember your dreams. Just a few tips to be able to remember them because there's treasure in that, in those dreamlike states. For those of you, you think your brain shuts off at night, it's actually more active. It's consolidating short to long-term memory. It's cleaning out plaque that leads to brain aging challenges. It's dreaming and coming up with solutions to your life's problems, but you have to remember them. So that's the first thing I do. The second thing I do when I wake up is I set a goal. Before I get to bed and before certainly I touch my phone, I think about, I do a thought experiment. I say, okay, fast forward. And let's say I'm coming back into bed. And a family member asked me how my day was. And I said, it was awesome. Today was amazing. Then I asked myself, what had to happen in order for me to feel that way? And I think about 3 things for work and 3 things personally. 3 things professionally, 3 things professionally and personal, right? Like 6 things. And you could just choose your own number. And I work backwards from that, right? Because you don't want to just go into your day on default and hope you're going to have a great day. Begin with the end in mind. A great book, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Dr. Stephen Covey. One of the habits is begin with the end in mind. Imagine you're coming back and how was your day? It was amazing. Okay, what made it amazing? What had to happen? And set 3 goals personally and professionally. And then I'll get out of bed because I have purpose. Some people, if you stay in bed because you feel like you're exhausted, maybe you got a good night's sleep, but you need purpose, something that has a reason. Remember this, reasons reap results. And so have that purpose. I get out of bed, I make my bed. It's always I do that. And for those of you who make your bed, great, great job. Keep on doing it. The other reason, if you don't, take 2 minutes to do it for just a week and watch things transform. Because how you do anything is how you do everything. How you do anything is how you do everything. So train yourself to do it with excellence and you'll take that excellence in other areas, into your work, into your school. All right. Plus your brain loves a clean environment. How great does it feel to come back to a well-made bed, right? Your brain thrives, you know, and so Marie Kondo your mind by taking care of your environment. From there, I hydrate because we can lose up to 1 pound of water when we sleep. 1 pound through respiration and perspiration, right? And just staying hydrated will boost your reaction time and your speed, thinking speed, upwards of 15 to 30%. Just staying hydrated, right? So I'll drink some water, which I encourage everyone to do now. I'll take some probiotics, because we talk about in the book how your gut is your second brain. So there's these prebiotics and probiotics that we talk about for good brain health, actually. And then from there, I'll do 3 minutes of exercise. You know, there was a study done at Appalachian State University saying for weight management and for better sleep, when's the best time to exercise? And they tested people in the morning, afternoon, and evening, 7 a.m., 1 p.m., and 7 p.m. And they found the answer was actually 7 a.m. And here's the thing. It doesn't have to be your full workout, but just 3 minutes. Get your heart rate going. What's good for your heart is going to be good for your head. Those who exercise at 7 a.m. had upwards of 75% deeper sleep. 75% deeper sleep, which is amazing, right? Because that's your restorative sleep where your body's repairing itself. And so 3 minutes, I do that. And then from there, I will brush my teeth. And you're thinking, yeah, everyone brushes your teeth, but why it's good for your brain? I want to challenge you to brush your teeth with the opposite hand, because you're training something that's difficult and it trains a different part of your brain, because there is a mind-body connection that using certain parts of your body stimulates different parts of your brain. And also, though, it forces you to focus, because most people can't brush their teeth with the opposite hand or eat with the opposite hand. So it forces you to be present. And again, whatever you do repetitively, you're getting better at. So train being present first thing in the morning. Because what most people are doing is what? They're not doing any of that. They're picking up their phone and they're wondering where they lost all that time, or why picking up their phone first thing in the morning? They're rewiring their brain for distraction and reaction as opposed to purpose. Remember, you will need to plan and prepare to perform, right? And you want to make sure that first hour, you want to protect it. So before I input anything, you know, I'm not looking to pre-input of emails and other people's agenda and fighting fires and text messages and voicemail messages. You know, one message could hijack my mood for the rest of the day, right? So you want to control your environment, do things that are nurturing for you and get some momentum, right? And then go into your phone if possible. You know, we talk about other things in the book, from a brain power smoothie to journaling and things that you could do. But notice all the things I mentioned, you could do with your kids. So it doesn't have to take time. You could teach your children to brush their teeth with the opposite hand or eat with the opposite hand, helping them make their bed, asking them about their dreams that they had the night before, doing 3 minutes of push-ups or burpees or jumping jacks, right? You know, other things that we talk about, like taking a cold shower to re-stimulate your nervous system, to reset it, to lower inflammation, you know, in your body. Get yourself to do difficult things first thing, because you develop grit. Right. So that way, when you're taking a test or you have to study or you have to perform with a client, that you could do it because you got yourself to do difficult things and that became more your identity. But the most important habit is the habit of showing up for yourself, right? At a meta level, at a high level, when you do these things, you're showing to yourself that I'm important and self-care is not selfish. And how are you going to take care of everybody else if you can't take care of this amazing hardware?
I love it. And one thing I can tell you is if you try to call Jim quick at night or in the morning early, he can't answer the phone. He really, really does practice what he preaches. And you know what? It's interesting when you do decide, when you figured something out and you decide to pay it forward on a big scale, more than ever, you got to take care of yourself. And one thing I can tell you is that, you know, a lot of people would sometimes look at somebody that does all these things to work on their brain and all these things to, you know, enhance their health and their mental clarity and say, that's a little excessive. And be like, yeah, you're damn right it's excessive, because, you know, the dreams that I have and my desire to change the world is pretty excessive too. So Jim, first of all, just brought it. Awesome. So wonderful. Just my last question to you is, what we spoke a little bit about this, because I mean, through quicklearning.com, through Mind Valley, you can just find amazing courses. He's not asking me to do that. I'm telling you to do that because I want to pay forward what I love to you. Get the book Limitless. Obviously, it's affecting children too. One perception, by the way, is when you see somebody like Jim that's going back and helping children, that's a sign of a true servant heart. So I've always respected him for that. But what's next for Jim Quick? Because we've got all this stuff. I mean, I'm just curious what you're working on, and then we'll close it out.
Yeah, no, thank you so much. And I love chatting with you, like this. And I'm looking forward to spending the time together at fellowship. And that's important also for the brain. I'll mention that a positive peer group is so very important. You know, being around people who are like-minded, they say we're the average of the five people we spend the most time with, because we start adapting their words and their actions and their thoughts and their character and their habits. If you spend time with us, who you become. So this is just a reminder to everybody that we can love our family. And also we can also choose people that inspire us, that encourage us, that cheerlead for us. And if you haven't found that person yet, you know, be that person for somebody else, especially be that person for you. For me, my mission really is, growing up as labeled broken brain, is to build better, brighter brains. So, you know, $1 billion doesn't really inspire me anywhere near as much as 1 billion brains coming online, you know, that are working at better capacity, that have better focus, that can make better decisions, that as vibrant, doesn't have that brain fog, right? That could not suffer from information fatigue or information anxiety, but has the abilities to be able to read it and process it and remember it with confidence. So their life gets a lot easier. I'm all about mental fitness. I think people, you know, focus on physical fitness is very important, but mental fitness is so important nowadays also, having that resilience and taking care of your mental health. So for me, I've been very agnostic about how that impact happens, whether it's our podcast, whether it's our programs, whether it's our book, whether it happens to be all the videos that we have. And all the links are actually in my Instagram post, my profile. You can see a free speed reading class there. You can see 3 free memory videos where I actually pull people on stage and show you how to remember their names. So the methods are there. Where are we going to go is we are launching this month a new, we haven't mentioned this anywhere, even online, but a new mobile app. So you'll be able to see that online. You can search Quick Brain in your app store. We're launching it. We're in beta right now, so we're going to make it available. It is available right now. You're the first ever to hear about that if you search Quick Brain. But we're actually going to launch it this next week. This week happens to be Brain Awareness Week, which is actually a week right now where we get to be aware of. There's a reason why I wear brains on my shirt, because what you see, you take care of, right? You see your hair, you take care of your hair. You see your skin, you see your car, you see your clothes, right? Because it's always on our mind. There are always reminders, but we don't see the most important thing, which is why I have a brain on the screen behind us. I have a brain on my shirt, because what you see, you take care of. Man, this is Brain Awareness Week. And we want to say, like, wow, you have these 86 billion brain cells, right? It is incredible, like this supercomputer, right? There's 3 different parts, right? You have this brain stem and this middle brain, this neocortex. I love you to know about your brain. If you want to improve your confidence overnight, just study your brain. Listen to our podcast and start from the beginning. There's been over 200 episodes. There's no, we don't put sponsors in there, so you could just binge listen to it. It's only 20 minutes long, and it's one of Spotify's most binge listened to shows. Tens of millions of downloads. But the reason I bring it up is we'll launch this mobile, and we're going to do some fun things in there where you could take brain assessments and test yourself with names and faces and words, your reading speed. All these things are to come. But we want to make this like very mobile friendly, so that you always have this in your pocket, if you will. So if you need to be able to remember people's names and everything, it's in that app. And it'll have all that information. So next time you're at a networking event, plug in. Or you have to give a toast at a wedding, you need to get, oh, how does Jim train TED speakers on how to memorize their talks, right? You know, then you'll have it in the app. And so we want to make it easy. We want to make it rewarding. We want to make it fun for all of you. And so all that, the links are in my Instagram profile. And that's the goal, is to help people to always on mission. This is what I've been doing for almost 30 years. And I'll do it the next 30 years.
Okay, so I didn't know he was going to say that. I was just thinking, where are you going next? I thought he was going to say Disneyland or something.
Yeah, we haven't even talked to our own community about that yet. So, we're excited.
Why, the dragon community has big mouths. So now you've let it out. Well, anyway, Jim, thanks, you know, so much for your busy schedule. It's, you know, it's funny, Jim and I know each other a long time. We actually live close to one another, but life gets busy. So Jim, thanks so much for taking this time. I know that a lot of people are watching this and will watch this, but for me, I always love spending time with you. We got to get the wives together at some point. Thank you so much, Jim. I really appreciate
it. I appreciate you. Thank you for being not only for your friendship, you know, the past couple of decades, but I feel like that even if we didn't see each other for a while, we could just pick up where we left off. And because I feel like, you know, I look at you and you, I've always seen you, you're a big guy, you're a strong guy, like, you know, with like a cape on your back. So I appreciate all the amazing space that you hold for transformation in people, you know, not only in their physical wellness, but emotionally, mentally, financially, in all those respects. And just a reminder to everybody, you know, like everybody starts at the same place, you know, and we're all on this journey that every professional was once an amateur, you know, every expert was once a beginner, you know, and big things, you know, have small beginnings. And just keep on showing up, keep on feeding your dream or your business until it feeds you back. And if you keep on doing what other people won't, you'll be able to do things that other people eventually can't, and to keep on showing up for yourself. So thank you.
Well, as I always say, if you learn something today, go give it away. That's how it's going to stay. If you want to.
Oh, yeah. Can everyone, challenge everyone? Take a screenshot. Everyone, one simple thing you could do, small, simple step, take a screenshot of this whenever, wherever you're watching this, you know, and tag us both there and post it online and share one thing in the post. Then one thing you're going to do for a better brain, just one thing. Maybe it's you're going to read 10 minutes a day. Maybe you're going to go for a nice walk. Maybe you're going to try that meditation thing. Maybe you're going to have that green juice. Maybe you do a little gratitude exercise or review your day, you know, like take 3 minutes to do that or make your bed or, you know, drink that brain power smoothie. What just one thing that you could do for yourself and post it. And I'll actually repost some of my favorites, you know, to our community. And I'll actually send one copy of Limitless out to one person randomly, just as a thank you.
And I'll do the same. I'll do the same.
Thank you.
So, Kellen, I hope Uncle JC did you solid. So as a quick reminder, this has been streamed to all the Rise Up With Dragon social media channels. You can follow us at the Rise Up With Dragon podcast. But guys, what a special treat this was. From Turtle to Vincent Chase, you know, I just want you to know, I'm so proud of you, Jim. And thanks again for being with us.
Send me Kellen and Katya's address, and I'll make sure we'll get a book out for them also.
I don't really have a choice. It's already gonna happen. All right, brother. We'll do our outro now. Bye bye.
Makes sense.